You're listening to SBS News.
Advocates for Tourette Syndrome Awareness want greater education for teachers on how to manage children with special needs. The Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia is calling on the next government to provide more training to teachers, teacher aides and school staff about managing students with Tourette Syndrome. Tourette Syndrome is a neurological disorder which most often begins in childhood. It's characterised by rapid, repetitive and involuntary muscle movements and vocalisations called tics and often involves behavioural difficulties. The association says many children who have Tourette syndrome are being treated as if they are misbehaving rather than with proper understanding of their condition. Dot's son Ryan has Tourette syndrome, and she says he had a difficult run in schools where teachers weren't properly aware of his condition.
Started high school and everything just got really bad, really quick, and he couldn't control his Tourette's, he was doing a lot of really dangerous stuff. The school just wasn't coping. However, we tried everything. We threw everything at them, education. I had someone from the TSAA come and talk to them, and just we weren't getting anywhere. They weren't helping at all.
Dot says the government must provide more funding to schools to increase teachers' awareness. She also says it should provide more funding through the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
The fact is, too, these children with Tourette syndrome that don't have the ASD diagnosis are really struggling a lot, probably the most out of that whole community. The NDIS doesn't even consider Tourette syndrome to be a lifelong condition, which is laughable from our community's perspective, because we've got people, you know, well into their 50s that have Tourette syndrome and still very, very apparent tics. Life-altering tics. And so, yeah, that's just ludicrous to even come back with that for an answer for rejection.
Mandy Maisey is the president of the Tourette Syndrome Association of Australia, the charity organisation run by volunteers aimed at raising awareness for Tourette syndrome. It also runs support groups and an annual camp program for their members. Ms. Maisey says the association's research indicates around half of people with Tourette's surveyed were told off at school for ticking, with a third getting sent out of class for being disruptive.
It's about 50% of people are expressing that they really don't feel that they're able to achieve the grades that they would be capable of because of their condition and how it's been managed by the schools that they're in. And you get some really great teachers that have taken the initiative and learnt all about Tourette's and learnt how to manage Tourette's in a classroom. And then you get a lot of teachers that have never come across Tourette's or don't know anything about Tourette syndrome. And so they are unprepared for children with Tourette's in the classroom, and they just see it as disruptive or naughty behaviour. And that's absolutely not what it is.
Miss Maisey says currently trainee teachers don't have to undertake subjects on special education, meaning many are underprepared when teaching kids with disability.
Special education isn't, it is an elective. You get to choose. So you can choose not to be at all educated in how to teach children with special needs. And the problem with that being that with the inclusion policy that we have in schools now, where children with special needs are actually in a mainstream classroom, how can we expect children that have extra needs to be in a classroom where teachers haven't been trained how to work with them?
The association's research suggests more than a quarter of children with Tourette syndrome found their school experience was traumatic. The Australian Education Union says the Morrison government has provided $10 billion in funding to private schools above the 2017 baseline, which the union claims is leaving 99% of public schools underfunded. Economist Adam Roris says public schools are underfunded by approximately $6.5 billion each year, while he says much of the $10 billion to private schools is delivered through what he calls no-strings-attached special deals and discretionary funds with minimal accountability. The union says those billions of dollars could instead be going towards helping teachers in lower socioeconomic regions of Australia manage children with special needs. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.